FM 90.3 WJTL, your place for Christ community music. Hi, I'm Nick. I'm so glad to be with you. That's the latest from Jeremy Camp, My Defender. Before that, Plum, Beautifully Broken, and Mark Schultz also in the mix there. You Are a Child of Mine. Speaking of Mark Schultz is joining us live here on WJTL, and very grateful to have you here with us tonight, Mark.
Thank you, Nick. Glad to be here.
Well, Mark has a brand new song out called Follow that's just really captured our attention here at WJTL. You know, because follow is kind of a buzzword, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that later, to what the buzz is really about. We're also going to talk about some of the things that Mark is involved in. As you know, we played so many of your songs, Mark, all the way back to 2000. Our library goes back full of Mark Schultz tunes.
That's awesome. We
are grateful to have your songwriting. And so I definitely want to dive into some of your songwriting. And I also want to ask you about some instruments. I know that you play piano primarily, but wanted to ask if you create with your guitar at all. So let's jump into this interview. Thank you. Welcome to WJTL. Welcome to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. When was the last time you were up this way?
Gosh, you know what? It's been a while. I always love coming up that way because the people are so nice.
Thanks.
And the other thing I realize is you've got an unbelievable radio station and people love you all up
there.
Yes,
amen
to
that.
It's so fun to come do a show because whenever I ask, hey, any WJTL fans out there, the place goes crazy. And so y'all do a great job, and it's always fun to come do a concert there.
Yeah.
And, you know what? I kind of learned how to play piano by ear, and so I didn't take any lessons, and I always say I play on the black notes because there's less of them, and they stick up. And they're just kind of there to meet me.
Yeah.
And so, it's crazy. And then on guitar, I never took guitar lessons either, but I learned how to play a little bit, and I wrote a song called All Things Possible on my last record for that one. And so I branched out a little bit, but primarily a piano guy. Kind of like, you know, some people like to get on the stage and they can move around and dance and do their whole thing. And I'm like, there's a reason there's a piano blocking me. Nobody wants to see my dance moves.
Well, I have to ask you this then. What is your position on calling a piano? Can you call it an acoustic piano? Because most things are done on keys now, right?
That's true.
Is that what people would call
that?
Yeah,
you know what?
Or is that redundant?
I guess an acoustic piano, I tell you this, this is a secret between you and me, and I don't tell anybody else, but we're recording for the first time in my 18-year career. We're doing my first Christmas record.
Really?
And we're in the process right now. We found the best piano in Nashville, and I had played some things on a keyboard. And then we went and played on this keyboard, on this piano, acoustic piano in the studio. It sounds so good.
Wow.
It just is night and day. But, you know, if you're not, your head's not there, maybe you don't know. But when you do know, it's kind of the difference between, I don't know, people will hear it. And it's just such a joy to play on that thing.
Yeah. I have to tell you this quick story because this is my interview, right?
Sure, you can do whatever you want.
I was born and raised in Montana, and my first big purchase, I traded a small calf. And I traded her for a piano. And I know, it was like the wackiest trade. So I still have that piano, Mark. And I got it in Montana. It was built in New York, and now it lives in Pennsylvania. And my kids still, they love to watch the hammers hit the strings. And I say, you know what? It is a stringed instrument. So when you're talking about that piano in Nashville, it's something different about it. Yeah, it's just that vibrancy that comes from how well it's made.
Yeah. And that cow, all the other cows are going, you got traded for what?
I know.
A piano?
Oh, it's a nice
Unbelievable.
One.
Unbelievable. Go stand by yourself over there. Stay with the herd. Go by yourself. That's fine.
Well, let's talk about your songwriting, because I was a failure at it. But you are, I feel like, one of the first things you were acknowledged for being Billboard's Christian Adult Contemporary Songwriter. I just feel like that should be a repeated award for you, just because you put so many colors and visuals in your music. And do you intend to do that? Is that how you think? Do you speak like that in conversation? Or is it just when the music meets the words that these colors begin to develop?
Yeah, I think that's how it's a good way to put it. I think when I play the piano, I can play in the same key that I played for 10 years. And all of a sudden I play a few notes and I go, oh my gosh. Well, that feels like something special. And then I get an idea for a song. And then this is for anybody who's a songwriter, or for you, this would be kind of a glimpse inside my world. I write what's real because what real resonates. And so I try to look for those things when I hear a melody and I go, oh man, that reminds me of my first neighbors when I was in Nashville, Henry and Liz. Yeah. And he was walking her home on her first date, told me that story a million times. Mm-hmm. And they're in a nursing home and he's still walking her home. And those things start to click inside my head. And so then I just get this 3D movie that's going on. It's a 360-degree movie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you stare at one, you're staring at the first verse, and then you move to your right and you stare at the second verse, and then you stare, you keep going around in a circle, and there's the third verse or the bridge. And you start seeing images and you start writing them down as fast as you can, and then try to explain to people what those images were in your movie. And when you've done it well, people feel like they've stepped inside your movie. And I'll tell you this.
It's true.
Here's when it works is when I do a concert and I go, hey, this is a story about my first neighbors, Henry and Liz, and the place goes absolutely bonkers.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we know Henry and Liz. Well, mm-hmm. They know Henry and Liz because they've stepped into your movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. We're talking to Mark Schultz right now, and you can connect with him on Facebook at Mark Schultz, and that's S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. Also, Mark Schultz Music is a great place to find him. There's so many resources there. I was looking at your merch. I like some of your T-shirts there, Mark. Those are nice. And
I'll trade you a cow for one of those shirts. I'll be honest with you right now. We can make that deal right now.
We can make that deal. Well, there is it, maybe it's not an organization, but it's called Remember Me, and I just was so taken. Yeah. And I'll tell you this, I was taken by the image because of, well, the logo is that single tree up on a hill and sort of like this sunset painted in the back. And you can almost see the paper coming through the art. And I mean, it just feels like you. Now, tell me about this organization, Remember Me.
Yeah. So it started a few years ago. There was a Christian organization that came to me and they said, hey, we want to start a foundation to raise money for orphans. And they said, you were adopted, you know, when you were young, would you like to be the spokesperson? And so I said, sure, I'd be honored. And I went to Mexico and visited some orphanages, and there was an American couple that were helping the orphanages out, and they dedicated their lives. They moved down there with their family to help these orphans out. And they said, hey, look, you can be a face of an organization, say that you're for adoption and for orphans, and get your face on a picture that they put up in Christian bookstores all over the country, and that would be great. But they said, we want to challenge you to do something more and to make a huge splash. And so that really affected me. And so I thought about it. I was like, man, what could I do that could make a big splash? And so usually you take a bus out on a tour, tour around the country. And I said, man, what if I rode my bicycle from California to Maine and just pedaled my bicycle from state to state and just did concerts in every state across the country?
That's unreal.
And it's unreal, and it seemed like a good idea, telling you. And then I realized, man, that is a long way across the country.
Yes.
And there's mountains in there. Anyway, I did it, and man, sure enough, people tuned in, and I think they were afraid I was going to die, so they just kept pledging money. And we raised $250,000 for orphans on that thing.
Amen.
And then when it was over with, my wife said, hey, when are we going to do that again? I said, hey, we didn't do it the first time. That was me by myself.
Well, you guys are one, Mark.
Yeah.
You guys are one. We're
married. And so she said, well, we need to do something. We can't just stop there. And so every year, my wife comes up with a creative project, whether it's a children's book that's beautifully illustrated with some paintings about called Remember Me, or I do an instrumental record, or whatever we do that's creative, we put it on the merchandise table and up on our website, and all the proceeds from that go to the Remember Me mission we started. And my wife came up with the idea that said, hey, if you're not on your bicycle, we can still do this, and it's a good way to give back. And it makes my wife happy and keeps me off the bikes with this great idea. So, man, it's been a real thrill to do something as a couple.
Yeah.
To know that just this is, man, to see the pictures that my wife, she's kind of the head of the thing, and she'll send money overseas for orphans and widows. And, man, my wife's an OBGYN, so she knows all the ins and outs of babies and that whole thing.
Yeah.
So she knows exactly what these folks need overseas. And, man, to get the pictures back and the smiling faces and the kids that shouldn't have lived that are living now. Okay, that jokes me in.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Cool. But anyway, cool thing. I got the best wife in the world.
We're talking to Mark Schultz, and you can follow him on Facebook, Mark Schultz. We're talking about that painting. MarkSchultzMusic.com is where you need to visit to see that. I want to play Mark's new song. It's called Follow. I love the concept that comes along with this song. You've told us how important relationships are when it comes to songwriting. Mm-hmm. And following you're a dad, and I know that you have folks following you literally around the house. Mm-hmm. And so then tell us, before we play this song, how this brings in social media, what we're doing as a culture, connecting with people, and how that interfaces with following Jesus.
Yeah, it's a great question. So I was adopted when I was 2 weeks old. And I always tell people, you know, my whole life I've wanted to be the quarterback in football, you know, be the leading scorer in basketball, play baseball, pitch in the state tournament and win that thing, and write songs and get standing ovations at concerts. And I think part of the reason that I've had the drive to do that is because, you know, even now, even though I'm not a kid anymore, I still want my parents to think, oh, man, we didn't get a dud when we adopted this guy. Mm-hmm. You know, we really got somebody nice and special. And so as an adopted kid, I just grew up and thought, that's how you do it. You just get people to clap for you, and you get people to come to your Instagram, you get people to Facebook, and they just love following you. And then your parents see that, and they're like, wow, what a, you know, what a great experience we have in this child, and what a good choice. Mm. But then just lately, the last year, we adopted my daughter, Maya May, from China. And it was kind of completing the circle for me, because I knew what it was like to be an adopted child. Always wanting to, you know, go to the next level, and always wanting to perform, and the fear of not performing well. And so, you know, I met my daughter, and I held her for about, you know, she's 8 months old. I held her for about 10 minutes, and I was like, man, she doesn't have to do anything for me. I just want to love her and love her well. And I hope that she lives not out of fear of wanting to please me. I hope she lives out of overabundance of love I have for her. Everything that runs over, I hope she gives that out, and I hope she lives out of that. Ooh. And so it made me realize, oh, my gosh, well, maybe this is what God thinks when, you know, he adopts us. We're children of God, and we're like, well, if I do this out of fear, if I perform well, God will love me, and, you know, he won't look down on me. And, you know, I think from God's perspective, he's saying, hey, whoa, slow down. Just be present with me. Just be in the moment with me and let me fill you up and then live out of that. Follow that. Don't follow fear. Follow the love that I'm pouring into you. And that's who you're meant to be.
Wow. Are you preaching later? That's amazing.
Man, that chokes me up. Here I am sitting in the garage all by myself because my kids are running circles in the kitchen. I'm like, hey, be quiet. I'm out of here. Yeah.
Praise
it just
God.
Makes me realize, who would have thought through adoption that I would learn more about the gospel sometimes than maybe I picked up from the Bible even.
Wow.
But it's just living it out and just saying, man, this is real life. And if God loved us enough to adopt us, just like we loved our daughter enough, I mean, man, I always joke. I say, you know what? We're keeping her. We might get rid of the other two. But we're keeping her. Our biologicals, we ship them out, but we'll never get rid of our adopted daughter. She's the greatest thing we got going. Not to joke, because all our kids are the best. But I just want people to know that, man, she's not an afterthought, and we're not an afterthought to God. We are more part of the plan.
Oh, amen. And let's go into this brand new song from Mark Schultz. Just the first moment I heard it, I was like, man, it flies with the same imagery that we have from the rest of your stuff. It feels like your collection, and it feels like yet another piece of who you are. You can follow Mark Schultz, markschultzmusic.com, also on Instagram and Facebook at Mark Schultz. And here's his brand new song on FM 90.3 WJTL. It's called Follow.
There's gotta be a reason for the pain I'm facing. There's gotta be some meaning in this heart that's breaking.
WJTL, we've been talking with Mark Schultz, and that was his very latest song, Follow, on FM 90.3 WJTL. Mark, thank you so much for being here. You can connect with Mark at Mark Schultz on Facebook, on Instagram, also Mark Schultz Music. Go to markschultzmusic.com and find out more about Remember Me, find out about his very cool merch. And we were just talking about the Junction Center. So Mark played the tent.
Oh, great. I love that place. You know what's so great about the tent is you could take our ear monitors, you know, so you can hear yourself.
Right.
But the crowd was singing so loud and the tent echoed so, it was just so awesome. I would take my ears out and just listen to the crowd. And I told one of my friends, I was like, this is one of the most fun places I've played at. But it's not necessarily just the tent. It's just the folks that you have listening to the radio station that are so involved in what you're doing. It's just, It's just a joy to play in front of them.
Amen. You know, I think if you come back and play at Landis Hall at the Junction Center, you're going to find that you can take your ears out too, and you can listen to them singing right along. We have such a deep history with you here at WJTL, Mark, and I hope we continue to have a relationship in the future.
Thank you, Nick. It was sure fun being on the radio station tonight. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thanks for preaching.
You're welcome. I got to come to the garage more often.
Yeah, you do. I think it might be your place, you know, your spot.
It really might be. Next Sunday, we'll have 20 people in here. We'll be passing the plate.
That's right. We're going to go back to the music with Mark Schultz off his Song Cinema album way back in the day to 2001, the song I Have Been There. And thank you so much for being here with us once again, Mark. Back into the music on WJTL.